situation in Mr. Ghouta and Idlib is very dire, particularly for the children. Just in the first 2 weeks of the year, 30 children have been killed in the escalating violence in East Ghouta. So to a besieged area, we add the violence, the bombs falling, the schools almost closed, and most of them, because of the fear of the parents and of the fear of the teachers to be hit by a mortar, by a bomb. And we had a very dire situation in terms of access of food or access to medical services.
Eastern Ghouta is besieged, and there is around 400,000 people living there. What are the reports telling you about life over there?
Half of them are children, we estimate. What we know about the situation is that food is difficult to get. So we conducted a survey in terms of malnutrition in November, late November, beginning of December, and we found that 12% of the children under 5 were malnourished. We also received reports about the schools, most of them closed because of the escalating of the violence over the last 2-3 weeks. We find that the people are coping not only with the violence, but also with what I mentioned, lack of food, lack of medical services, because being besieged means that not many drugs can enter and people in very serious condition cannot be treated inside. We were happy when in late December at least 17 children were evacuated for medical attention. That gave us a glimmer of hope, but still there are around 120 or at least children inside that need this urgent medical evacuation, and this moment is not happening.
Are you able to help in any way people inside Ghouta, especially inside Eastern Ghouta, especially children, through maybe local organizations?
We know there are local organizations operating there, but also we have the convoys that we as a UN, together with SARC, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, organized to enter in East Ghouta. Myself, I was leading one of these convoys entering at the end of November in East Ghouta, and then we were able to brought, for instance, in this particular convoy to Douma, to brought 39 trucks with supplies, medicines, food, and nutrients for children. So we have sometimes we have access to the people. The main problem is that this is not sustaining the time, it's not consistent. It can happen today and it can happen for another 2 weeks. So it's the limited access what is making our job much more difficult.
Was the November convoy the latest?
No, it's been other convoys after that, a number of convoys in December and in the beginning of the year, but they are very sporadic. I mean, we're talking about 400,000 people. So the amount of trucks that need to enter and to feed the people there, to provide the medicines and to provide the medical material, it's huge. So the convoys are a support, definitely, but it's not by far it's not enough.